I'm still dealing with health, because there's a deficit in the body of Christ about this. They know very little about it, and a lot of discouragement. So let's lift your hand. Let's ask the Holy Spirit, the teacher, to bring us into places that the Father wants us to be in, and give us understanding and wisdom and means whereby we can apply to our lives and the lives of other people we touch these truths and these revelations that the Father wants His children to have. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I want you to write this down. Permitting the Holy Spirit to train us in health stewardship of our bodies. Health stewardship. When I heard those words, I never heard those words in the church before, but there's a health stewardship or understanding that the Lord wants His children to have. And so apostolically and prophetically, we're going to deal with it. Amen. And I want you, some statement I'm going to make, such as managing your health supernaturally. Or you may write down in your notes a statement that have not been in the church. Health stewardship of the believer. Holy Spirit, teach me health stewardship. Holy Spirit, teach me health stewardship. In other words, a steward is one who manages something for somebody else or managing something of their own, all right? Now, within the context in 1 Corinthians, allow me to skip around some tonight because this is a sort of virgin territory at large in the body of Christ. And I want to show you some scriptures to come in alignment with it. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, now we've heard this scripture many times, and actually the subject here is fornication. If you read it up further in the 12th verse, it's talking about fornication, where having sex outside of marriage. That's fornication, in case you don't know what that is. And but the Holy Spirit told me that if you don't permit Him to teach you about your divine rights to health, it's just like you running around on God. Now, I hold this pulpit accountable, pulpits around the world accountable, based on Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16. I want you to read those verses because they're very powerful and they tell you where you should be. But you will not get there unless there's demonstration of the Spirit and the power, and that men teaching anointed and women teaching anointed by the Holy Ghost. So I believe this text can apply to your health and to the sickness and diseases that you permit in to rape you. I say to rape you. Rape you of your divine rights. Now, I don't want you to be condemned, but I want you to catch on. I want you to, the Holy Spirit will give us enough to fight with, all right? I don't know what all He's going to say, but He's going to show us some things. But we're talking about Holy Spirit, teach me health stewardship. Teach me, train me in health stewardship. There's a health stewardship of the believer. We'll look at some other verses. But in the 19th verse of 1 Corinthians 6:19, say what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? It's a question, you see. Yes, sir. For you are born with a pride, therefore glorify God where? In your body and your spirit, which are God. Let me read it to you out of this cross-reference Bible. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? By this time, you ever, what mean? By this time, you should know. Okay, and I agree. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you? Actually refer to the human body of the born-again believer as being a sanctuary of the Holy Spirit. Now, my body is a sanctuary of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help me to be healthy. I can't hear you. Your body is the sanctuary. So my body as a believer is the sanctuary of God, sanctuary of the Holy Spirit, the sanctuary of Jesus. Don't you believe that God will take care of where he lives?
Yes,
if we let him?
Yes, sir.
And no disease, no sickness, no demons, nothing can stop him if we properly apply our faith in dimensions that belong to us,
yes,
that we have not known.
Yes,
you heard me?
Yes, sir.
That we have not known. See, we got in the cycle and the circle with everybody else.
Yes.
But we have a teacher.
Yes.
We have an anointer.
Yes.
Who can bring forth health supernaturally.
Yes.
And so he want to train you right where you are, with the dilemmas, whatever sickness, whatever disease, to train you that you're not whipped.
All right.
Yes.
If you take the right steps. What I say? All right. Now, it also says what you have of God. I mean, the 19th verse here, what you have of God, mean that it's all of God and must be treated accordingly. And you're not your own. We belong to the Lord. Then he said, for you are bought with a price. You see that? Now, you know the price was the shed blood of Christ at Calvary. That's very important for you to know. Therefore, glorify God in your body, the house of the Spirit. And in your spirit, the use of the house, which are God, because we were created by God and have been purchased at great price. Now, that's my brother, Jimmy Swaggart. He got a dynamic, him and his son, got a dynamic revelation of the cross. They teach the cross a lot. And it's important that the church go back to teaching the cross and learn some more things about the cross. Now, if you notice again, I would like for you to write this and meditate on it. You have a divine right to be healthy. Now, those are not just words now. Those are not just words. I need you to grasp those words, because they're so significant now, because demonstrations of health are going to begin to manifest in the body of Christ. The three power gifts, special faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healing, I'm praying about them now to begin to function in the body of Christ, that there will be a sweeping of sickness and disease out of the body of Christ. Not just laying on of hand, but there's going to be a sweeping. God, you'll be preaching along this line, and somebody sitting under your preaching are going to lose their disease. Supernaturally. Otherwise, it's going to be time that your faith not going to be able to catch it. It's going to come so fast. A gift going to kick in, because I told the Lord, I said, now you got me preaching this. I got to have some demonstration. I asked him for demonstration today. Give me some demonstration. Somebody get hit and bring their testimony. Hallelujah. And it's going to begin to happen tonight.
Yes.
Not just up in here, all over the line where they're listening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. You notice Acts 10:38. The question, who we asking to teach us?
Uh-huh.
Acts 10:30, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and had no respect for no sickness and no disease, healing all who was oppressed of the devil.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
So the Holy Spirit, our teacher, he can get rid of what you got right now.
Yes, sir.
See? And by you being informed and by you being under revelation, many great and mighty things gonna happen, because you're gonna get out of the mass mind traffic that don't understand that we are different. As a Christian, you're different. You don't supposed to be in the same line with sinners. You know something. You know somebody who is bigger than anybody else. Amen? So we're going to start talking along that line, believing along that line, and stop talking the same talk over and over again, what's come down to the family generation. You ask the Holy Spirit to make you a stewardship of your health tonight. Holy Spirit, make me a steward of my health tonight. Divine health. Supernatural health. Covenant health that belong to me. Now, when I start thinking about health stewardship of the believer, Jerry, just write that down. Health stewardship of the believer. Turn with me to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. I think it give a clarification of a way we can work with this. And many of you all are doing this to some degree now, but you never brought it in place with your health because you've been commercialized so much. And commercialized that, you know, you got to have this and you got to have that. But the Creator know more about my body than anybody else. He made it. Hallelujah. And we know he made it healthable, if there's such a word. In Psalm 139:14, we ran upon that verse some years ago about we're fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous is his work. But we got to know something. He said, my soul knows right well. Now here in Luke 10, is a very explicit lesson on stewardship. We talk about health, stewardship of the believer. In Luke 10, 38, this lesson will serve you well. Now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary. Now watch what Mary did. Which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. You see it? Now watch what happened, because you see, what I want to reveal to you is that you all are sitting at Jesus' feet hearing his word. So your health shouldn't be taken away from you. See? But if you don't know it, if you just talk about healing, you don't know, you just keep on getting healed and getting healed. And then sometime die early. But God wants you to have help. Now you have to know it's possible. In the midst of all the sickness and all the disease and all the different names they have, you must know that it can be overruled by the Holy Ghost. All sickness and disease can be overruled by the Holy Ghost. I wish you would eat that and let it get down into your spirit and get down into your soul, then enter into your body. That the Holy Ghost is about to overrule all sickness and disease that touched my body. Won't you inherit that tonight? You inherit everything else. Won't you inherit that? You didn't inherit all that sickness and disease. Won't you inherit this truth to remove it? You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, your whole mindset going to have to be changed. See, your mind not going to get you healed. Your spirit got to get you healed. Your mind got too much trash going on. See? But your spirit in your inner man. So notice what this woman did. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now, there's a lot of things going on in the body of Christ, but Martha was coming about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, does thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she helped me. Now watch what Jesus said when somebody sat at his feet and hear his word. And Jesus hasn't said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou careful and troubled about many things. But verse 42 is telling me you can take your help and it can't be taken from you. Yes. You can be attacked, but it can't be taken from you. Yes. But one thing is needful. You notice that? Yes. And Mary have chosen, how many things needful?
One.
Now I won't dig here a few moments. How many things are needful?
One.
How many traffics are we in about our health now? And the man one, you know, we said, Lord, heal me, prayer, but don't stay with it like we should. You know, like praise him. That I already got it. Hallelujah. Thank God my body is fully healed. Pain still in the left foot. Right arm hurting. Thank God I'm fully healed. You see, that's the way you got to do it. Satan wants you to talk about the problem. He wants you to talk about the sickness. God wants you to talk about healing. And he wants you to talk about health. And praise him. Praise him with your body acting up. That I already have it. Thank you, Lord. I'm totally healthy. Don't have nothing to do with age. I had nothing to do with my culture, background, color of my skin. Thank God I'm totally healthy. Don't have nothing to do with how long I've been carrying this. It could be 25, 30 years, this same thing been giving me a problem. But I heard the apostle talk about it. I'm going to praise God. I'm out. Glory to God. I'm receiving my health, the power of special faith might hit my body any moment. The gifts of healing might hit my body any moment. The working of miracles might hit my body any moment as I praise God and expect the Holy Spirit to, listen, anoint my body with health. What I say? Tonight, the Holy Spirit anoint every organ, every part of my body with health tonight in the name of Jesus. So receive that anointing. Praise God for it. Don't let your body control you. Your body is supposed to be working for you. Your body should be cutting them out. Your body can't tell you how you're going to come out. We've been working from the wrong end. We've been receiving what the body is saying. We got to tell the body, shut up. Anybody got help yet? Let me ask you a question. Anybody feel better yet?
Yeah.
I feel better now.
Yeah.
Even though if I have a pain, I still feel better because I hear that the pain can't stay. I'm teaming up with the Holy Spirit tonight. The Holy Spirit operating on me right now. Glory to God. I yield to the Holy Spirit. He's going to operate on you with the word, you know. He's going to operate on you with the word. See, because there in Hebrews 4:12, just hold your spirit there. In Luke, Hebrews 4:12, talk about how what the word of God is a surgeon weapon. And only the Holy Spirit can use it.
Yeah.
But you notice that the three got to be divided to know who's running the show.
Right.
Same thing in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Put them notes down.
Yeah.
See, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Romans 12, 1, 2, 3. All of those are designed to show you the different part of your makeup and what's supposed to be running what. Amen. See, your divine nature is supposed to be running your body.
Uh-huh.
Not what man say.
Yeah.
But the church have been suffering because of a lack of teaching along this line.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying nobody else teaching, you understand? But it's very rare that you're taught that you're designed by God to be healthy in spite of. Now, in the process, the Holy Spirit will also teach you to stop doing things to work against your body. He's a thorough teacher. And then he'll anoint you to break habits. Y'all don't want to talk to me up in here. See, now, yeah, see, surgery from the Holy Ghost is complete. So he knows exactly what you need to change. See what I'm saying? He knows exactly what you need. Then he'll deposit that in you and give you the ability to do it. Y'all listen to me? Give you the ability to do it. Somebody gonna get this. See, you coming under Holy Spirit stewardship about your health in your body. So in your prayer time, in your meditation time, in your praise time, driving in your car, he talks. The Holy Spirit. Now you're going to be listening for him. He know the very secret that you need to know to be completely healthy. How many of y'all believe the Holy Ghost know? How many of y'all believe the Holy Ghost can do something about it? See, because the Holy Spirit is going to work through Jesus and the cross. Everything already paid for. So your whole mindset, your consciousness, your awareness, all of that going to have to be changed so you can speak health to your own body. Body, I demand you be healthy in the name of Jesus. On a Tuesday night in Darrow, Louisiana, thousands of people on the line. You got 1,000 show up, but you got people, groups of people watching, so you show, that's one hit, but you don't know how many thousand watching. Multitude of people are being soaked in the health of God tonight. Yeah, the environment, the atmosphere, see, soaking in health, and those organs are getting touched by the Holy Ghost. Up in here, tonight. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Praise him like you already healthy. Thank him for what he had done for you. Glory to God. Everything working like it should work. We bless your name tonight. We honor you tonight. We honor you with our bodies tonight. Your body. Now he says, you may be seated. Glory to God. Health stewardship of the believer. In that 42nd verse, let's see where it was, Luke 10. But one thing is needful, Mary have chosen that good part. Now notice what that last part of that verse said. You see, I'm in Luke 10, 42. You see what it says? What shall not what? See, so you're stepping into a health that can't be taken away. I'm not saying you're not going to have attacks as long as you're in this world, but there's always the Holy Spirit adjustment. He'll tell you what to do. Are you following me? Huh? Don't go around being sick no more. See? You follow what I'm saying? And then, you know, and I'm a little pity story. Get rid of them. Building your health on the rock foundation of the word. There in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Now the Holy Spirit is teaching us now. It's what he wanted us to build your health on the rock foundation of the word. Then Matthew 7, hallelujah, verse 24 now. We're talking about The Holy Spirit teaching us health stewardship, right?
Yes,
sir. Teaching health stewardship to the believer. How to manage health supernaturally, divinely, truly, faith-wise, God-wise, Jesus-wise, the Holy Spirit-wise. That's where we should be. Our bodies does not belong to us to do what we want with it. Listen, listen now, listen. Now we're talking about building your health on the rock foundation of the Word. You see that?
Yes.
You heard that? Now, notice in this 24th verse of the 7th chapter of Matthew, therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house or his health upon a rock. And the disease descended, and the flood came, and the sickness blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yes.
You can do that through interpretation. You can do that through revelation.
Yes.
It don't have to just, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's talking about different things, but we're talking about health, right? So he's talking about disease, winds can blow, sickness and disease can flow. But when you built on that rock, you don't have to go for it. How many see that? How many thank God for that? How many can say hallelujah on that? Now, I don't want you to go out there with mental thinking on this lesson tonight. This is spiritual thinking. This is supernatural thinking. This is divine thinking. I don't want you to go out there and think I'm talking to the person next to you. Because of your condition or what your family have said. We're not talking about that. We're talking about supernatural that have no respect for nobody and nothing else. Nothing can stop it. We're talking about the Word of God becoming your medicine. We're talking about you taking supernatural medicine right now.
Yes.
With no more in health side effect. You missed it. Now listen at the scripture. Now I want you to see it then, because it is saying the same thing. Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him. Now see, the doing part is where the Holy Spirit conviction come on our life to make the changes that we need to make, that we're trying to make the Bible do something for us out of a lie. See, because when the Holy Spirit tell us to make changes, we're going to have to listen to him. Ooh, wow. Huh? And stop hiding from pastor. See, I can't make you do it, but the Holy Ghost is telling me to teach you how to do it.
Yes.
See, y'all think this is no regular Bible study.
Right.
We have come against a beast that's been walking around in the body of Christ and taking the body of Christ out just like sinners.
Yes. Preach, man of God.
See? See, now, remember that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, those three power gifts, special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing, is flowing as the Spirit will. But he'll back the Word up supernaturally. Now, there he says, therefore, verse 24 again, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew three, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now, I submit to you, that voice is saying the same thing we read in Luke just now. With the girl sitting down, listening, same thing. The Bible repeats itself over and over, saying the same thing, but it'd be in different modes. But it means that once you get that Word, and once you function in that Word, nothing can take you over. See, being on that rock is just like that girl sitting and listening to the Word.
Yes.
Can't be taken from you. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And then you notice there, to build it further, the gate of hell shall not prevail against my body. Write that down now. The gates of hell, you need to reread it sometime when you want to complain. The gates of hell shall not prevail against my body. Should not prevail. And the reason it is, I think I'm recalling it right, in Acts 19:20. Is that the right voice? And the word of God grew and prevailed? I think it's Acts 19:20. And the word of God grew and prevailed? That's it? Huh? And the word of God grew and prevailed. See, the prevailing word means that no other entity can prevail when the word is prevailing. You see, because what the Holy Spirit is going to use is the prevailing word over sickness and disease. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all remember, I'll stop like Donnell. Donnell stopped about 30 minutes. I told him to preach to you, you can just stop. So if y'all ain't going to say amen, then I can stop like him. Shauna said, Daddy, the sun ain't going down yet. I'm going home right now. Donnell and preach, we out of here. So the gate of hell should not prevail against my body no more. Sickness and disease comes out of the gate of hell. Tonight, I'm shutting the gates of hell against my body because I'm walking in revelation knowledge. And I'm anointed with stewardship to know when that hell gate try to come open on me, I'll shut it back with the name of Jesus. Oh, no, you don't. See, you got to, when it's, no, you don't. I'm not receiving this in Jesus' name by the power of the cross. See, you got to say something. Then Matthew 16, Revelation came. And I'm just going to look at that 18th verse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Matthew 16:18. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter up on this rock. There it is again, you see. I'd build my what? And look what he's saying. Well, the gates of hell have been prevailing in the church with sickness and disease.
Yeah.
Well, come on. Yeah. At large, the gates of hell have been prevailing, but they should not be prevailing. And until people are taught and until you walk it out and stop thinking only. See, you don't work through your mind. They teach all this psychology, but you don't work through your mind because the devil can work through your mind also. Now, I know when you get spiritually minded, you got him. But most of the time, you're not spiritually minded. You just minded. and you're thinking just like everybody else. But 2 Peter chapter 1 says, you got lack precious faith, exceeding great and precious promises. And have been a partaker of the divine nature. And then he says, because you're a partaker of the divine nature, read it sometime. You have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Yeah.
You actually have escaped sickness and disease. When you give Jesus your life, you were designed by God at that time to escape every attack that come against you because you face it with power. You face it with the sword of the Spirit. What's no sickness, no disease, no demon, no power can stand up against the sword of the Spirit. But you see, we're just going with information. Revelation bring manifestation.
Yeah. Yes, sir. My God.
I don't have no respect for no sickness in you tonight, no disease. I don't care how long you've been carrying. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what your body said. I don't care what demons said. I don't care what your uncle said, your nana said. I don't care what nobody said, what your counselor said, what the psychologist said, what the intellectual said. Don't make no difference. We're supposed to be moving in the Spirit. We're supposed to walk by faith. We're supposed to be moving in dimension that cannot be denied, because we're children of the living God on earth to glorify Him.
Yes.
We got to trust Him, children.
Yes.
We got to stop thinking normal, like normal people. We are not normal people. We're people that the kingdom of God in, and we are in the kingdom. And we don't look there and look there, for it is already inside of us. Ready to operate, ready to bring revelation, ready to bring deliverance, ready to bring freedom right here, right now, tonight. The prevailing word. The gates of hell cannot prevail if I operate in the prevailing word. Yes. Glory to God. So I want you to get the statement again now. By revelation, it was in Matthew 16. Look there again. Peter had received revelation about the Christ. But he didn't. You see, notice in 17 verse now. See, what we've been trying to do is get our health from flesh and blood. See, flesh and blood have trained us that they are only out.
That's right. That is true. Yeah.
And flesh and blood often walk out the room and say, we can't do no more.
Right.
I've seen it. I've been pastoring for a long time. I've seen flesh and blood walk out and say, this is the further we can go. I remember one night sitting to the table with flesh and blood, and they told the family, nothing else we can do. And the Lord, Darnell was with me that night, the Lord spoke to me and told me, go tell the family something else. That it ain't over yet. But often they can't stick with it. Because man's word is so heavy. And God's word is so light. A real prophet says something and a doctor says something. Oh, yeah, the church prone to go with the doctor. They're going with that man because he got a white suit on. See? Now, I'm not against doctors, you understand? But they shouldn't have the last word. You're a child of the living God. He said you're going to die. You said, no, I'm going to live. I got 20 more years to do some other thing. Hallelujah. See, that's the type of tenacity and boldness you must develop as a child of God. You must know God can make a way out of nowhere. I'm trusting. Did he bring you this far? I have a statement here. It's not a normal statement. Doing health on purpose. Doing health on purpose. Then James 1:22. James, the epistle of James. I'm almost through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, teach me the stewardship of health. Make me a steward of my body. Now the Holy Spirit is going to work with revelation. He's going to give you revelation. And so sometimes it's going to be awkward. What did he tell you to do? Like putting mud on your eye? Spit on some mud and put it on your eye? What? No, put it on my eye. We ain't talking about no alcohol and all that stuff. Now you're talking to the Holy Ghost. So he'll give you, he'll give you awkward instruction.
Yes, I
can
get that.
See, and you have to sit down and say, now, Holy Spirit, explain this to me.
Right. Yes, sir.
And you ought to be sensitive enough in the spirit. He'll take it to a scripture or he'll give you some insight, but he'll explain to you why he wants you to do this.
Yeah.
But doing help. See, that's a statement. Doing help. That's powerful. Yes. But you can say it according to Acts 10:38.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another scripture that is very, very important here. I'm trying to go to the scripture, but I need to go to John 16:13. 16:13. Well, it might come back to James, might not never get back there, but you got it. Because the Holy Spirit is the one who carries all of our blessings.
Yes, sir.
And he can teach them to us, and then he can anoint us to get them.
Yes, sir.
See, he's not only a teacher, he's an anointer. See, he don't only give you revelation, but he give you manifestation and demonstration. See, the Holy Ghost take what's come by revelation and make it happen as you yield to him.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Huh? There's nothing can stop the Holy Ghost. Who believe that? Huh? Acts 10:38 just said it. The Holy Ghost is eavesdropping.
Yes, he is.
In heaven.
Yeah.
Then after he hear it, he speak it.
Uh-huh.
Then after he speak it, he show it.
That's
John 16, 13 through 15. The things that are rightfully belong to you. Do you believe health belong to you?
Yes.
Do you believe God wants you healthy?
Yes.
Do you believe God, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all the press of the devil, that Jesus died on the cross that we might be healed?
Yes.
Himself took our infirmities and bowel diseases?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The Father give his son that all of us be healthy.
Yes.
I'll show you one. Let me show you one here. I want to show you something. Let me find it. Wait a minute. Turn to Genesis 43. And I want you to write this down. Having good health all my life is not impossible. Having good health all of my life is not impossible. I don't have to get old and go sick. He told me in Psalm 103, he renewed my youth like an eagle. Give me 5 supernatural benefits in that same chapter. And told me, bless his name. And told me, bless him for all his benefit. Health is a benefit, y'all. So let's look at this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With this statement in mind, I think with this statement, I'd like you to sleep on this statement and see this statement. It's real powerful. I love it. In Genesis 43, and I'll repeat the statement in a few minutes. I said, having good health all my life is not impossible. Let's say it, but let's say it the other way. Is possible. Now, we got people live long lives among us. They've had challenges. Like I have challenges, we have challenges. But they're still here moving and thanking themselves, driving cars, 90 over 90.
Yes.
What? Dancing?
Yes.
Not one. Not two. It's on and on. 80-something is a stepping stone in this church. 80, we're just getting started. Notice this. Oh my. Having good health all my life is not impossible. All right. Verse 26 of the 43rd chapter of Genesis. And when Joseph came home, they brought him to prison, which was in their hand, into the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare and said, is your father well? The old man of whom you speak, is he yet alive? Verse 28.
Yes, sir.
And they answered, "Thy servant, our father." He is in good health. He is yet alive. Good health. See, that's our example. See, God, this is an individual thing. You can't talk to a whole lot of people about it because they got different ideas. Now the question is, so it's not impossible. Yeah. You don't have to get old and that word dilapidated. Huh? That's the right word? But they got another word too, they got a word called dilapidated or something like that. Yeah, so I know that word. I know that word means breaking you down. I know that. If not, let's make a word, dilapidated. Break you down. Write another dictionary. I think you'll never forget it. I'd be 76 this year, but I feel like I'm 35. But I do follow some direction. I walk 30 minutes a day. Then I ride my bike. Y'all get up off them couches. Get you some tennis on. Get the moving. I say get the moving. Do something. You can't walk, scoot. You'll finally start walking. Then our brother Ray, he got certain exercise he do all the time. That's why he's skipping around you now. And then if you ask him, how you doing, brother? Well and blessed. See, God, that's an example for us to know God is a good God. All right, let me close, you know. Let me close by reading why I was reading that. We're Genesis 43, right? But did I tell you something there? Well, let me give you this. Are you ready to trust God's help plan for you? Even though your body has been attacked, even now? Look at Jeremiah 33, 6 and 9. I trust God.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah 33, 6, 9. Leroy, you can get ready. I'm about to close. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you're leaving here with a new health plan.
Yes, sir.
You're leaving here with a new doctor.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost. Boy, if you let the Holy Ghost be your doctor.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost will tell you what doctor to go to and what doctor not to go to.
Yes.
Yeah, he would. The Holy Ghost will tell you. That's what he's there for.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we go on our own. Well, yeah, I walked out some office. No. See ya. Many years ago. And I pray for doctors and hospitals every day. I pray for them because they're helping a lot of people. Don't get me wrong, but you got to listen to the Holy Ghost. You can't be in fear. And don't take nothing that you didn't check what it is. Read the label. Ask the pharmacist. One time they told me, go get something. The pharmacist said, you better be in the bed. Mr. Thompson, you go lay down. Don't go nowhere. Take this. When you take this, lay down. I say, all right. Poop up in the trash can. I paid her for it, but I ain't taking this. I got to lay down. Then I had my wife check how many effect. 51 side effect.
My God.
That was worse than what I was dealing with. But y'all just pop. 2 at 4. Because you don't want to think for yourself. And you don't think you could, but we can do it. You understand? I want you to start asking the Holy Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit. We're not talking about the past now, we're talking about tonight. Gotcha. We're talking about right now. Holy Spirit, make me a steward of my body. Come on, Leroy. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah.